Welcome to the Planning Committee. One or two notices we have to give out before we start. First one is we're not expecting any fire alarm tests tonight, so if the fire alarm goes off, we run out through the nearest doors in an orderly fashion. One there, one at the back. If you need the toilet during the committee meeting, the toilets are through that door at the back there as well. Third one is, can we please switch all mobiles either into silent mode or off? There's nothing worse in the middle of a meeting than finding a mobile going off. Okay. We got one or two other things that the members should know about. We've all received a letter from someone writing on Wimes World, and we all have an extra sheet which relates to that letter. Okay? Second one is that Councillor Smith, over a year ago, said that he wished to speak on the Gisborough Way application. Unfortunately, he was missed out on the notifications, so we need to vote and say whether he's allowed to speak or not. I wish to propose that he is allowed to speak. All in favour? Thank you. Okay, on to the agenda. Apologies.
Three apologies, Chair, from Councillors Lowe, Hughes and Tillotson.
Any others? No, thank you. Minutes of the previous meeting have been circulated. Can we take them as read?
Agreed.
Thank you. There are no questions under Committee Procedure 12.8. Disclosure of pecuniary and personal interest.
Thank you, Chair. The Gisborough Way application, I did vote against it last time, but I come here with an open mind today, so I shall vote accordingly.
Thank you very much. Councillor Smithovich.
I am familiar with the convent at Rearsby and many of the sisters, though I haven't been there for many years and certainly haven't discussed the plans. And the second point is I'm heritage champion for the borough, so I always have an interest and comment on heritage.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? No, thank you. Right, planning applications. First one is Wimes World, land at 16, adjacent to 16, Waydale.
Thank you, Chair. So item one, page A1 of the agenda. The land adjacent to 16 Waydale Wimes World. It's an outline application with all matters reserved other than for access for four dwellings. The application before members of the Plans Committee, following an objection from Wimesworth Parish Council and a ward referral calling by Councillor Boker, who's raised concerns over the restricted access to the site, lack of parking spaces, impact on neighbouring properties, amenity, and considered overdevelopment of the site. At the time of writing the report, the application had 19 objections received from neighbouring residents with concerns raised as outlined on page A5 of the report. As Chair has already done so, I raise your attention to the extras report following a late representation from the neighbouring residents at Hardacre, citing concerns of the omissions and inaccuracies in the report, which have hopefully been addressed within the report. The site has also been subject to a previous application for six dwellings, which was refused under delegated powers prior to the adoption of the core strategy in 2014, of which the reasons for that refusal are in full on page A3 of the report. So this is the site here. It's within the development limits of Wimes World, which is defined within policy CS1 as an other settlement. The site is accessed from Wysel Lane here via Homelings Way and Waydale. To the north of the site is a large development by George Wimpey, allowed on appeal in 2004. The character of that is typically suburban, red brick of varying scales and forms. The access is through Weardale, and there's an existing turning head here, and then across a piece of land which is under private ownership of a housing association which owns these properties here, numbers 12 to 16, Weardale. To the east is Hardacre, a large detached bungalow with relatively sizable gardens, accessed via East Road. To the south of the site is a large rear garden, it's quite wooded in character, which is 21 East Road here. And then to the south of the site in this location is the car park to the public house, again on East Road. There is a public footpath link that provides a link from Weissel Lane to East Road, which runs the southern boundary of the site. It's an aerial shot to give you a better idea of the character of the area. So you can see there's Hardacre here in this position, the relatively wooded rear garden of 21 East Road, the public house car park in this location here. In terms of the photographs of the site, this is taken from the most southerly and westerly corner of the site, essentially where the public footpath is on the southern boundary. This property here is 11 Weardale, a three-storey property with living habitable or main living rooms at first floor level. You can see this terrace row of three here beyond that tree. That is 12 to 16 Weardale. And this property here, you can see, is Hardacre, the large detached bungalow to the east of the site. Just another shot to give you a better idea of the scale and position of Hardacre in relation to the site. And again, this is looking north along the western boundary. You can see the neighbouring property here. It's a relatively blank elevation. This is taken from the public footpath, Weissel Lane, so you can't see, but just around the corner, the public footpath does extend further down, which at the moment isn't hard-surfaced, but that is that does form part of the proposals for that public right-of-way to be hard-surfaced and improved. So taken from Weardale itself, so the site is just beyond the rear of this property here. There has been concerns raised from residents with regards to existing residents parking within Weardale and obstructing the highway. And this is the access point as proposed. There are no physical changes proposed to the access point. The access report does draw members' attention to the fact that the submitted plan, there is a slight discrepancy in that the access width is stated to be 4.25 metres when in fact it is, at the point where it meets the highway, it is in fact 4 metres. This is considered to be fairly de minimis and wouldn't alter the recommendation, and it has been confirmed from the local highway authority that they wouldn't seek to object to the application on that basis as well. And in terms of the existing parking arrangements, there are four spaces, or there are five spaces on here to serve these three properties, of which the access through wouldn't impinge their ability to park in any way. There is no physical change as such, other than the removal of the fence at the end, obviously, to provide access to the development site. And again, just to give you a better idea, at the parking and access point. This is taken from the northern edge of the site. You see there's quite dense tree cover, which is beyond the site boundary to the rear. But essentially just gives an idea or helps show that the site is relatively well enclosed from all sides. So this is the indicative site layout submitted as part of the application. Obviously, I reiterate the fact that it is an outline application with all matters reserved other than for access. So the plan, in essence, shows how the site could be developed and shows how it could be developed in a satisfactory manner that would be acceptable in light of planning policies. So the way it's laid out, or indicatively laid out, is two pairs of semis, all with three bedrooms, two parking spaces per property, which meets the standard requirements of the local highway authority. The existing footpath, hard surface footpath, ends at this point. It is proposed to be hard surface to this point to provide a private access route through for any potential occupiers of the development should it be approved. Also shows that the development could comply with the 45-degree rule in terms of its impact on access to light to the residents of Hardacre. And this is the discrepancy on the plan in terms of the plan states there to be 4.25 metres width, which is technically incorrect. It's 4 metres at the point of the access where it meets the highway. But I'll just reiterate the fact that the local highway authority have confirmed that they would not raise an objection on that basis and could still consider that there is not severe harm or danger to highway safety that would substantiate a reason to refuse the application on that basis. The indicative site layout also shows that there is scope to achieve the desired back-to-back separation distances as required or as advised by the leading in design SPD. So in terms of the issues of consideration, obviously the principle of development, the site is within the development limits, and CS1 states that we should be supporting small-scale development within the development limits of this relatively sustainable settlement. The impact on the character and appearance of the area is considered that the development respects the pattern and density of the surrounding area. The designer scale obviously is subject to reserve matters, but it is considered that the site could be developed in a way that is suitable and would not harm the character of the area. Equally, it could be developed in a way that would not result in harm to the residential amenity of surrounding neighbouring properties. Access and highway safety, obviously reiterate the point again that we don't have an objection from the local highway authority. The development or the indicative site layout shows that the development could provide adequate parking space, and it's not considered that the access is severely dangerous or detrimental to highway safety. There were objections raised on impacts on biodiversity and ecology, of which the applicant has provided an ecology survey which came back as inconclusive and that the site is of low value. And similarly, objections were raised on the grounds of drainage and flooding, but the site, as covered within the report, the site is not within an area at risk of flooding. And obviously, any increase in surface water runoff as a result of any proposed development could be addressed on site through standard drainage practices. So in conclusion, I go back to the beginning of the presentation. The site was subject to a refused planning application previously for 6 dwellings, of which the reasons for refusal are set out within the report. It's considered that the reduction from 6 to 4 better meets the definition of small-scale development as defined within policy CS1. And obviously, subsequent to that, it provides scope to get a better layout and which would result in less harm to the amenities of neighbouring properties and therefore overcomes the previous reasons for refusal. Conditions as set out within the report on page A10. Thank you.
Is Thank you. We have four speakers. We have Alice Coote for the objection, Maurice Fairhurst as the applicant, agent or developer, not sure which, for the parish council, Jeremy Cluston Jones, and the ward councillor, Councillor Jenny Boker. You will each get 5 minutes to speak. The lighting system operates on the basis of it's green up to 4 minutes, then it changes to orange, and when it gets to red, you will have to stop speaking. You will not be asked any questions by members of the committee. Okay, Alice Coote.
Good evening. I'm here as a resident of Waydale that neighbours the land in question to highlight mine and other resident objections to the proposed planning application on the land adjacent to 16 Waydale. Number one, proposed plans. The plans themselves disregard some key issues with the development and its impact on neighbouring properties. No reference has been made to the following. Separation distances to 9 Waydale are not included despite neighbouring the land, so cannot have been considered. Photos of 9 Waydale are not included in the plans, despite neighbouring the land, and are not referenced by your planning officer in his presentation just now, so cannot have been considered. The elevation of 9 or 11 Waydale above the site is not referenced, despite neighbouring the land, so cannot have been considered. The proximity of the development to Hardacre or 24 Wysall Lane has not been referenced, so cannot have been considered. 5 or 7 Waydale are not referenced in the plans, despite being significantly elevated and overlooking the land, so cannot have been considered. The impact of the unagreed access on 12 to 16 Waydale is not referenced in the plans, so cannot have been considered. I do not believe that our properties have been adequately considered within this application, and resident objections also express these concerns. Number 2, privacy and proximity. Photos submitted with resident objections clearly show how privacy is an immediate issue for adjoining houses and also highlights the elevation of the land. Rooms directly overlooking the site include kitchen, dining room and bedroom for 9 Waydale, living room, kitchen and bathroom for 11 Waydale, living room, bedroom and bathroom for Hardacre. These issues are echoed across our objections. Approval of this application would have significant impact on our privacy, loss of light, amenity and enjoyment of our properties. Number 3, access. Photos submitted with resident objections clearly show how narrow the proposed access is and the impact on 12 to 16 Waydale. Resident measurements show that the total width available is not in line with the highway's distances for existing parking or space required for access and amenity as outlined in the Charnwood Backland Development Notes. Proposed access makes no provision for footpaths, which would only increase safety issues for pedestrians and children in the area. Visitors to 12 to 16 Waydale will have nowhere to park, which will exacerbate existing parking issues on Waydale. Access for emergency services and bin lorries on Waydale is already an issue, and this would only exacerbate that. Additional bins would all need to be put out on the public road, which could hinder or block access to current properties and could cause resident disputes. I do not believe the proposed access point is appropriate, safe or sustainable, and resident objections express similar concerns. Number 4, parking. Photos submitted with resident objections clearly show existing parking issues on Waydale, and this is a relatively new development that was built and signed off to the required standards for parking allocation. There is no provision or space for additional visitor parking on the plans. The overflow would naturally fall to Waydale, Homelies Way and Wysall Lane. I believe, therefore, that this application can only further exacerbate existing parking issues, and resident objections express similar concerns. Number 5, environment. This is a greenfield site that has never been developed. There are birds, hedgehogs and butterflies regularly seen, and bats were previously seen until the trees on the site were felled by the applicant. The site currently takes runoff from the Wimpey estate, and our garden is very boggy as a result. Building on the site would move this and any additional runoff to a small ditch that was not designed for this amount of water. I therefore believe that this proposal would adversely impact the environment in the local vicinity. Number six, housing need. There are seven Wimesworld sites in the housing land supply 2016 to 2021 that supports the core strategy. Six of these have been or will be delivered, with more sites now granted and seven additional submitted within the village, one of which has been granted today. Not to mention the 31 homes imminently to be completed at Slawkit Meadow. Wimesworld is therefore well over the seven originally identified. I would therefore question where the housing need is for this application. The annual monitoring statement states that housing targets should be hit, not under and not over. In conclusion, based on the volume and contents of objections to this proposal, I respectfully request that this application is refused. Many thanks for letting me speak this evening.
Thank you. Maurice Fairhurst.
Thank you, Chairman. Good evening, everyone. My name is Maurice Fairhurst, and I am a planning consultant representing the applicants. This site occupies a central position in a residential area within the settlement limits of Wimesworld. It's square in shape and has an area of approximately 0.1 of a hectare. It is accessed through a private drive at the end of Waydale. The ASRA Housing Group has seen the proposals before you and has agreed a right of access into the site from Waydale to serve them. The site itself is currently unoccupied wasteland, but is surrounded by a variety of relatively new dwellings of one, two, and three stories in height. There is a terrace of five two-story dwellings to the west on a smaller site. There's a detached bungalow to the east on a similar-sized site which gains vehicular access off an independent private drive which connects with Main Street. Public footpaths run along the western and southern boundaries of the site, linking it with new residential development to the north and the village centre to the south. In the village centre there are shops, pubs, restaurants, a church, and other amenities. A substantial high-density housing on land immediately to the north and west of this site has been completed in recent years. Access into the site has already been provided from this existing development. The applicants now wish to complete the housing development by implementing this proposal for four three-bedroom dwellings to meet local demand. Although an outline application and matters of layout, siting, design and appearance are reserved for further approval, the submitted design and access statement and illustrative plans, which you've got before you now, explain and show how four dwellings and their associated access and parking facilities can be satisfactorily accommodated on the site. They also show how public footpaths around and through the site can facilitate easy pedestrian access to other dwellings and to village facilities and services. There are no objections from the Highway Authority subject to conditions. In accordance with the advice in the National Planning Policy Framework, applications for sustainable development should be approved if social, economic, and environmental benefits are not outweighed by adverse impacts. Your officer's report explains how the MPPF and your council's policies support the application and why a positive view of this development should be taken. Your officers consider that the proposal is an appropriate small-scale development within a settlement which can accommodate modest developments. It's a sustainable development which creates insufficient harm to outweigh its benefits. I do understand the concerns of the ward councillor and local residents, but this development will not exacerbate existing parking difficulties or unreasonably affect residential amenities. The illustrative plan demonstrates that the application proposal will not take up existing car parking spaces and will provide more than adequate space between it and existing dwellings to meet your housing standards. Through appropriate orientation of the dwellings, unreasonable impact on privacy and the overlooking of existing dwellings will be avoided. The proposal offers a lower density...
1 minute left.
Thank you. ...and a more spacious housing development than much of that which surrounds it. A positive view of this application is that it will provide needed housing by making more efficient use of wasteland and contributing to a better and more useful footpath network in the locality. The proposal is acceptable in all respects, including impact on drainage and ecology. The officer's report covers all the detail and concludes with an unambiguous recommendation to permit, subject to conditions. The applicant appreciates and accepts the recommended conditions. I hope you permit the application. Thank you for the opportunity to speak.
Thank you. Jeremy Clouston Jones.
Good evening, and thank you for the opportunity to speak this evening on behalf of Wymondall Parish Council. This proposal, in its various guises, has come across the Parish Council twice, and we've rejected it on both occasions, or recommended it for rejection on both occasions, due to access, parking, overlooked on the developments and drainage. It's interesting that there's been a late development on the access, because this was one of our key reasons for concern that the Parish Council raised some time ago. And I find it astounding that it's only just now come to light that the actual plans are incorrect. There aren't many dimensions on the indicative site layout to be checked, and one of the key ones is the access width that was 4 metres, 250. It's not a coincidence that that distance is 4 metres, 250. The reason that is that dimension is because that is the minimum requirement for backland development for 2 to 5 properties, which this obviously is. There also isn't a half a metre either side of overage to allow vehicles to pass one another in that area. So now that that is only 4 metres, that gap, it's unacceptable for that to be accepted as a reason for the width. The reason that width is so important is to the east of that four metres is a parking space for number 16 Waydale, which is a longitudinal parking space of 2.4 metres wide. On the west of that parking development are orientated the other way, which is 5 metres wide. So by having a width of 4,250, which is the minimum, would impede on these parking spaces and reduce the parking spaces that are already being provided under a planning application of some years ago. So the only way to obtain this the required width is to impose on these parking spaces. So if the minimum width cannot be achieved of 4.25, I find it astounding that the Highways Agency have come back at a late stage and said they've got no objection to it, despite it being contrary to their policies. Parking is also an issue. Alice explained quite nicely how heavily the parking is in that area. There are no visitors' bays whatsoever. If you were to park down there, all of the bays that are available are denominated per individual property. So there are no spare spaces at all. There's literally nowhere to park for emergency service. These additional 4 new dwellings will add to this particular problem. So there may be the bare minimum of parking provided for these houses, but in addition to the bare minimum, there will be visitors requiring this access to this site. The residents of Wymondall are very, very key users of vehicles. A recent survey within the village identified that in order to access all of the key services, these are done by vehicles. So vehicle movement is very important to the residents. In addition to that, Wymondall has recently suffered a loss of the bus service, which means people will be more and more reliant on vehicles. Wymondall is an unsustainable village. It has been classed as so, and putting in additional properties that require services to access continue to add to that unsustainability. The topology of the site is interesting. This particular site lies in a dip and has already been accessed. It collects water and becomes quite boggy and damp. In addition to the surface water, there will be a definite problem with soil waste. The planning officer said that these would be done by standard drainage procedures, but to be perfectly honest, I'm not quite sure how that will be achieved. A soakaway cannot be fitted here because the soil is a clay-type soil, and the site is much lower than the surrounding properties. So how soil waste will get out of the site, I'm not sure how could be done under standard procedures, and therefore we have concerns about soil waste and also surface water runoff from the site. The final point is the impact this development has on its surrounding properties.
1 minute left.
Thank you. Alice has explained quite well how the surrounding properties will be impacted on this, but the illustrative shows a little detail other than the orientation and proximity, which concerns all around surrounding residents in respect of loss of privacy. Some have presented, many of these have presented their concerns to the parish council meetings that we've had over the last year or so. Thank you.
Thank you.